Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and especially welcome to Sweet Mary. This is Getting It Done, and you are being hosted by Dr. Walter Dean, D-E-A-N. Listen up. About 50 years ago, I heard a young comedian named Dick Gregory. He was interesting or entertaining at the Elton Hotel in Waterbury, Connecticut. The room where he spoke was filled with Waterbury's upper and middle class African Americans. Of course, they all lived in a close proximity to the hotel, further up, say, maybe 5 or 6 blocks away from this magnificent hotel. It was not so interesting that I heard him speak, but what was interesting that most black people were not allowed in this largest hotel in downtown Waterbury. In fact, the only black person who had ever stayed there was Joe Louis when he was heavyweight champion of the world, and he came to Waterbury to visit. So I was in my early 20s when I had lived in Waterbury most of my life and never saw any black person in this hotel across from the green, except there were people who worked there as cleaning and scrubbing floors and washing dishes like that. Now, a comedian is allowed to give a show there. That was really interesting as far as I was concerned. Why am I talking about this situation? Well, most black people think, and others think, that segregation occurred only in the South, and the black people in the North didn't experience such a negative attitude. I'm here to tell you that's not the case. Today's show will feature that same Canadian who we were listening to some of his jokes when he was younger, actually when he talked about how black people were treated. So without any further ado, let's fast forward to 2 years ago and what Dick Gregory was saying at that time.
Some folks say that's on Bill Cosby. What's going on with him? The scandal, do you believe it? Do you not believe it?
No, it was, you said that was here. If I would take you, I believe it. I would take you, I believe you that well. But I know it's a trick. You've been here long enough, no athlete can do anything they want to do, and nothing happens to them. Huh?
Right.
Big business pay the government $10 billion, but they don't have to admit they broke a law. Huh? Okay? DeSantis, marijuana. Coca-Cola. The largest fine in the history of Europe. They was fined $900 million because they take ordinary tap water purified with benzene and another poison. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody goes to jail. Yeah. And so consequently, let's look at Bill Cosby. Where did they find all these women? They didn't know each other. And when they finally bring the judge in and open up the records, that happened after the 4th of July holiday. Huh? Judges don't work on weekends. So where'd it come from? It came after all the barbecues and trying to go back home.
Here it is.
A judge. Here's what the judge said. Told Bill, you should get you some more law. The judge said that. Why? Because the judge said, well, give me a reason why I shouldn't open these up. He said, it would embarrass Bill's family. His lawyers and mm-hmm. What about the women?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But here's what happened. Bill Cosby was getting ready to buy NBC. White supremacy came in and said,
have a right to. Well, you see, there's a thing called racist white folks getting a liberation holiday. That's what Cosby showed us. He didn't know it. Huh? You don't know a black person named Huskable, Dr. Huskable.
I'm sorry, Ever.
Okay. That name don't threaten white folks. Huh? So when you put this shit on and come out with facts, white folks can't wait to get the Bill Cosby show. You see, what your biggest complaining about is it like Bill Cosby went to school, got a good education. Look at your children. Your children be going somewhere on Saturday dressed up. Everybody else is going, rich white folk going to the park. That's what you call a liberation holiday. He's not aware of it. Huh? So that was the game. A liberation holiday. Okay, so this show here, you put stuff like that, they can't get a liberation holiday.
It's uncut. It's pure.
Yeah, and so consequently, when the Bill Cosby thing hit, he was negotiating by NBC. Oh, that's when he killed his son. You know, that's a question. White folks loved Bill Cosby so much. They had commercials, man, for little white children was riding his back eating tapioca out of his ear tongues. Doing good. And so, how do they kill my son? And I can't get a commercial. No more Jell-O commercial. I didn't kill my body. My son didn't kill my body. What is this about? That's what it's about. He knew something that no folk didn't know. The Mercedes he bought him. He had three boots. They could only have them, and anybody can get them now. You get a flat, your three boots is on sale. That's technology. But he knew that. Plus, you know what kind of fool you got to be? To rob somebody on the highway? That's it, into the state coaches, man. Call a truck 30, 40, 50, 70 miles, and you're going to wait out there to rob one? Then he gets out and calls a white woman. She shows up in a mini coat and high-end shoes to help him change his flat. And all you do is push your button, the flat changes itself. They don't need that. Then if you look at the police report, I read it all. No robbery. Your $6,000 cash. All his credit cards, cell phone. No one. 6 months later, they arrested an American, but he's a Russian immigrant. Right. So he did, when you check that out, he was in Mexico that night. So Bill knows. So now 30 years later, they just busted him.
Hannibal Buress? The comedian, Hannibal.
Man, how come you ain't heard of him? They sent him there to do the trick. And you ain't heard of him. No more. Huh? I said, hey, you never heard of him before? You ain't heard of him now. Bill Cosby and his wife wake up dead tomorrow. The world's convinced he committed suicide. You hear me? Discovery Channel. Bankrupt. Okay? The only thing saved if a local couldn't do it was the return. Huh? Okay, they are bankrupt. Bill was thinking about. It's that simple. The Pope came to New York with the Harlem. Al Sharpton wasn't there. Al Sharpton was one of the most powerful Negroes in America because of the TV show 5 days a week. Radio show 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. He wasn't invited to Harlem at a black school, but he let them use him. Every time something out with a cop and a black person, they bring him in, but don't give him the respect Huh? I said, come on to Harlem, man. This is Flint, the mayor. Huh? Hold on. Huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Same thing with Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods got busted for the same reason as Bill Cosby.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Tiger Woods had to do the informer of the time, Jack Nicklaus. Five to be all time. So he gets busted. I know somebody that saw when he came to the hospital. She told me if I didn't tell you this was Tiger Woods, you wouldn't know. I was a mob booker.
Wow.
Huh? Now, so what did they do to make deal? I said, Tiger, here's what we got with a law called the Mann Act, taking a woman across state lines. For all purposes. We're not just getting you for that. That little 17 and a half year girl you care to watch you play tennis and you golf and swim 20 years. Now, listen, like reasonable people. You can either do the 20 years or we can make a deal now. You go back, play for a while. You know, a worldwide candle. You're going to pull something in your back so the whole world will see it. And then eventually, you have to retire. Last year, this time, we talked about 2014. He was number one. Today, as we sit here, he's number 270. Now they're already talking about retire. That's what this is about.
Perfect. It makes me think of Michael Jordan's dad. He got killed on the side of the road.
I can lose that. I can lose that. They dusted Michael. Michael ain't got no money. Michael broke. That's chump stuff.
Mm-hmm. It was like a gambling thing or something.
You know, gambling. Broke. But you see, now we got this one week road, so we don't have to get no more. His wife filed for divorce, and they said, hey, got no money. Watch out, this stay there. How did it come out?
Mm-hmm.
Because Michael Jordan, the restaurants he owned, he signed a contract where he would show up X amount of times a year, and they went to court and find he just had 2%.
Mm-hmm.
So when they busted him, shaving parts.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the process, they said, oh, wow, man, Magic Johnson's doing the same thing. So they said, oh, we're in trouble. And it's basketball. So we made the deal. Magic. You say that you had AIDS. And we get out. He kept gaining weight, man. Then they said, you know, he was killed. Well, how come all them billionaire white folks that's dying from it didn't follow him? He never had it. Okay? And that big scandal with the basketball owner out there.
Oh, yeah, Sterling.
Yeah, yeah. That's a lover's quarrel.
Absolutely.
And he said, and Magic, you apologize to the black community because he knows Magic just get 2% of that. See how it works? So here's what they did with Michael. Found his daddy dead. In a car. So I go talk to a couple of state troopers. They say, in the car, he just bought that car for his dad. And the name of the salesperson in Illinois just bought it with it. So then Magic, no, so we're going to get out. I'm just thinking this is too hard. So he went to say, go play baseball. And once he cooled out, stay in shape, then he comes back. When Magic tried to come back, Malone said, oh, I'm out here playing with no AIDS.
It's okay.
And they arrested a black and an Indian who's in jail now. Somebody taped your two thumbs together. The thumb, not your brain. You can't change your baby diaper, you can't comb your hair, you can't dry. Those two, like that. Huh? That right there.
ain't nothing you can do. You can't unlace your shoe. You can't change your baby diaper. You can't cook those too. Huh? Don't let you use your brain. For me, I feel that what Sunni was allowed to do in the heat of the night was the start of blaxploitation.
Well, you just got an opportunity to hear Dick Gregory talk about three prominent athletes, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, and Tiger Woods. Of course, you can consider Bill Cosby an athlete, played football for Temple, and then, of course, he went on to some other fame. And he talks about that. We're going to continue with Dick Gregory because he has much to say. He's no longer with us. He passed away last year. But his words and his ideas and his thoughts have not gone. So let's listen to some more of him as he talks about Donald Trump.
This election, let's talk about the election. You know, as we speak today, it's been Hillary, Bernie, and Trump.
Yeah, but see, you're talking to the wrong person. I never believed there was going to be an election this year, and it's not. Trump ain't got no money. Trump ain't never had no money. He talking about his daddy. You ever seen a picture of his daddy? You seen about that story about his dad?
No. No, I mean, they got his money from his dad, yeah.
I didn't ask you that, too. You keep talking to me. I'm going to hear. I asked you, have you ever seen a picture of his daddy?
No, I have not.
Have you ever heard a story about his daddy? And that don't bother you? That don't bother you? There's so much everybody been talking to shit. His sister had no press conference. No, he didn't give him no $100 million. He gave him $1 million. I don't know why he didn't give me none. See, if you give me anything, you won't call him. You won't move the people more. Powerful, they don't talk to you if you don't know nothing. They're fucking to talk to you about money if you ain't got none. That's what this shit is about. That's why NBC and ABC, that's why I look at them. That is, I believe them. They got a $1 trillion industry to do the research, and I can pick it apart. That's simple.
So, I know you expect there to be an election, but did you think Trump would get as far as he has?
I didn't know who it was. Let me show you something. Let me show you the shit that I know. This is the Wall Street Journal. One of the most powerful papers in the world. I don't mean it's no good. What's the date? Now, hold on 1 minute. Hold it. I ran for president. 1968, the election was Tuesday, November 4. This one went Friday, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7. Now, what's the date on that? What paper is that?
Wall Street Journal, November 7th,
1968. Headlines.
Election computer goose gives Gregory 9 million votes.
That's why you can't talk to me. I got too much information. I got 9 million votes in the state of Pennsylvania. Okay? That's what flash can do. Now, read the first paragraph.
Some machines just aren't to be believed. Take the big computer in New York that was designed to compile results of Tuesday's general election.
All electors are tabulated in New York City.
At one point early yesterday morning, the machine was crediting Dick Gregory, the comedian turned presidential candidate, with 9 million votes in Pennsylvania.
Now, here's what happened. The energy took over the computer, and it was shutting down for rejecting me as president-elect of the United States. And they couldn't change it. Because they're going to change the numbers. 9 million votes, you know, I know what it was.
a woman there and tricked the machine for Nixon, but somebody put it on wrong and he gave it to me. So I'm going and messing with all this bitch you tell me. And then she makes it just like they did that.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Just like they did that.
Yeah, the one time Trump lost, he said it was rape.
There's two Trumps.
Okay.
The one in the red tie is the real one. The one in the blue tie is not. The one you saw last night after the victory was the blue tie. Mm. Now, he's the punch-up. Dr. Carson, Ben Carson, when Trump called him a pedophile, and the next day he joined Trump. And the guy asked him, see what I mean? He slipped his face up. He said, why'd you do that? He said, there's two Trumps. I was with the good one. You see that? Just this country, when somebody interviewed him, he said, there's two Donald Trumps. So, shit, that's easy to pull up.
Okay. I was Googling Ben Carson pedophile.
Hmm.
I was Googling wrong.
So he called him that the day before. So you know he got something on him. If he's going to make him the next day, say, I join you.
Dr. Ben Carson, there are two Donald Trumps.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you can re-register that later.
Okay. It's right there.
Okay.
So.
But now, why are we talking about that?
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware that makes Nathan wrong now? Carter, what he did.
Ben Carson.
Ben Carson. You know how he got world renowned?
He separated the twins.
And the brain.
Yeah, from the brain. He separated two.
Siamese twins. He wasn't even in the room when that happened. He wasn't in the room. He's been campaigning for 8 months. Have you ever heard him mention it?
No.
Everybody else mentioned everything they did for the press, right?
Mm-hmm.
If what they said he did was true, then the question we need to ask, how come he's never been nominated for a Nobel Prize? Didn't say get one. The nomination. He's never nominated for a Nobel Prize in medicine. Hmm? See how the thinking what the thinking is? And when we said to at the president's prayer breakfast, compared Obama, what do you call it, the insurance?
Obamacare. Yeah.
It was worse than slavery. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
He was fired by the time he got back to John Hopkins. They already paid him. But 2 weeks later, to do the commission, they said, keep the money. You better not be caught on this campus again.
So, the two Donald Trumps. Bernie Sanders.
I didn't know that much about Bernie. The other day, he come from a place where there ain't no black folks. So, I just assumed he's CIA. You know, you can't do what he's doing. Across the country, nobody knows you. But I got the experience of the Beatles, so they can manipulate crowds. Young folks. Okay? That's how I'm saying you compound stuff with the stuff you know. And you do that by shutting up listening. Huh? Mm-hmm. Wow. And so, Hillary didn't take her down anytime they want. Put her in jail. And she don't have to do nothing. That's how they do it. She saw the pictures of Monica. they have pictures of her. They don't go with her. They have that technology now.
Mm-hmm.
ISIS, I mean, you stupid enough to believe with trillions of dollars, satellites, we didn't see him putting the military at his up. Saying about General Petraeus. Every time we overrun his lines, he ain't got nothing but American equipment. It's okay. The mightiest military in the history of the planet, and these white folks, they're bombing every day, and they can, come on.
So, well, what does it say about the country this election, that somebody like Trump would even be the prime candidate?
I don't know why. You take it to someplace else. Huh? You answer it. I just told you. Huh? I said, so-and-so is a man and a guest. We'll call a guest. He's all there next week. That's your shit.
Okay.
You're getting into gossip now.
Okay.
The people I talk to know who I am. They won't even ask me a question like that. Because if I know that, they know I know something else they don't know. My brother asked me, he said, I saw the article. He said, Trump is gay. How'd you know? Because he ain't never bashed gays. Talk about Jesus, the Pope. He used some of that shit on Rome.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even see it.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple.
This here is not going to let 1 minute.
Yeah,
no, you just read that's the one about. Read the first paragraph again.
Well, we'll get it, but.
Up top, first paragraph.
Some inaccurate data just on TV?
Yeah.
Equipment use is halted by news election service?
Yeah, go ahead.
Some machines just aren't to be believed.
I think you were doing the last paragraph.
When it gets down to those crucial calls.
The top of the.
The top.
The last paragraph of top. Where your hand is.
Yeah, CBS anchorman,
yeah.
Mr. Cronkite.
Yeah.
After the errors were pointed out to him, apologized for not questioning the.
Now, you think he don't even know what to call that, but he thinks he has a right to apologize to America.
Yeah.
You hear that?
He says, apologize for not questioning the figures. He said, any fool should have known they were out of line. Later, when the news election data system closed down, urgent word was sent to the networks and news services for at least half an hour.
That's all I've seen. You get to see that. I cut off before that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, O.J. Simpson, they want you every 10 years to get your children and your grandchildren. Mm-hmm. So let's go back and look at O.J. He got a really right. So when the cop said he sent this message out to be read to his now to show you how powerful he was as an athlete, his godfather was Willie Mays. So when he finished high school, Willie Mays took him and put him in junior college when nobody looking. So 2 years later, they slipped him in USC. He go to a 4-year college. And in 2 years, break all the football records that took me 4 years to do. Now you know what kind of. So if he can't read or write, who was that was writing all the way through the trial?
Mm.
See how it works? And so when you stop and think about, so a funny thing happened. Here's how the universe works. A funny thing happened. They asked Nicole, who's going to white folk protect white folk? A franchise. They asked Ron Goldberg folks and her folk, why was he at Nicole's house? How long about the room? You ever heard that story?
Yeah.
Said her. Her mother ate there and drank her glasses. So she called the restaurant. She said, are my glasses? They said, yeah. So well, I'll pick them up tomorrow. And she said, no, Ron Goldman was a bunch. See, that justifies how Ron Goldman can be by not mom's house, but Nicole's house.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you look at Goldman, somewhere
the universe said, Grandfather called her mother the next day. I said, when was the last time you spoke to your daughter before she was killed? She was around 11 o'clock. Now, the press didn't think nothing suspicious. She just said, well, that couldn't have been. Because this all happened before 10:20. So she still won't think. Okay? So, he's a fellow judge. What paper was it? What's the date on it? What's the thing?
Los Angeles Times, February 26, 2000. O.J. Simpson sues for Brown's telephone records. The former athlete claims GTA's data on calls can prove he didn't murder.
The call that her mother made. Mm. So the judge put on a lock and key.
Mm.
For 75 years.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, O.J. Simpson claims that records of phone calls between his ex-wife and her mother on the night Nicole Brown Simpson was murdered.
He's in Dallas. He's in
the role in the stabbing deaths of her and Ronald L. Gold.
Okay. Now, so, now let's go to the chase.
Mm-hmm.
All them people from the bridge with their signs. How'd they know which way he was going? The cops didn't. Go, Juice, go. You my man, Juice. The big signs. You ever see white folks with signs in their trunk so they can write? The message is on.
Right.
See that one?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
It became quite disingenuous for America to say to a segment of this population, the marginalized, oppressed black folk.
Okay, we heard two segments of Dick Gregory, and both of them were about things that I had no idea about myself. And we're going to go on, and he is going to talk about, this time, white supremacy. Isn't that interesting? Let's check this out.
Al Sharpton is probably the most powerful Negro in America.
Mm-hmm.
Why? He has that television show, white station, 5 days a week, black station, 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime something happened in New York, black to white, they came and got out. And then the Pope came to New York 6 months ago. The most powerful human being on the planet. Bullshit, but he is.
Mm-hmm.
And then Al Lee Thomas. Pope, the only black place he went to when he was here was the black school in Harlem. Al wasn't there, and they didn't bother him, and they didn't bother his supporters. Hmm? Are you crazy?
One of the things about people commenting on and after watching the videos, they want to know what your thoughts are, the difference between white supremacy and white privilege.
White supremacy? People that got white privilege get killed by white supremacy. People that have white privilege still have to go to the military. The big folks don't go. White supreme. They just break the word down. I'm white and I'm supreme. They didn't say supreme to niggas. I'm supreme to anybody who ate my blood. That's simple. It's a good question you ask. And thank God you shut up long enough to hear an answer. Because the answer is in the name. Huh? It seems like you left on the richest man in the world. They don't have to ask why. It's in what I told them. Huh? You know what I told them. Queen Elizabeth. See, white ain't a color. Most of y'all ain't never met a white person. White person ain't never met a white person. White's not a color, it's an attitude. And if you ain't got trillions of dollars in the bank, you can't have the attitude. Queen Elizabeth made $360 million every 24 hours, yet interest on her money. Every 24 hours. Because she don't even understand money. You take $1 million. Every nigga I see won't be a millionaire. Take $1 million. And change it into seconds. $1 million seconds is 13 days. Take $1 billion and change it into seconds. It's 32 years. You want to be a millionaire of a fool. But if you don't know that, if you don't know that, then it's the gangster play. And yet, Queen Elizabeth cannot go in London without getting permission from the Lord Mayor. Did you hear me? Because see, London is not part of Britain. Like Rome's. The Vatican's not that wrong. So if they give her the permission, the Lord Mayor, then she got to go dress up like a servant and come through the back gate, the temple gate. And they do that devil ritual with the purple and all the stuff on. Queen Elizabeth. These are the games they play. But then you listen to something else that you born with. You want me to answer that? Of course. Yeah, I didn't say of course. I'm sorry. I'm thinking, because I heard of her. I didn't know what this bitch looked like. Huh? Yes, I do. Okay. And what brought her down? The money cake. Okay. Now think about that. Because I did. I never met a nigga that didn't like cake. What did that bitch do? There's a universal thing she interfered with. That's simple. There are no guns. No bullets. She said, let them eat cake. I ain't never met somebody that didn't like cake. But you better not tell me. That's what it's about. And then the rest of the country said, okay, let's have welfare. Let's give free food away. Never let this happen to us. They bumped into something they couldn't deal with. That's simple. I never knew what that bitch looked like. Still don't know what she looked like. Not interested in knowing what she looked like. Huh? But I know about that. I know about that. And so the whole game is something that's bigger than us. Huh? You get on the show and do a show and try to tell sussy people that reading is a violation of the universe. If you get on a plane today and go to Tokyo, can you read a Japanese paper? Do you think the universe made something to change when you cross a border? Because when this came, there were no borders. Okay. You hear me?
Yes.
There were no borders. These are bullshit so I can control you. I got 10 children. If you have used my children, and they told you, we're so scared of our daddy. Well, he taught us to fear him. You know I'm crazy, right? Then when they tell you to fear God, you don't think God's crazy or are they lying? Huh? Fear is a negative. But if you can do the research and find out what fear do to your body. Huh? Fear God. You got a bitch. And we believe it. Forgive. Let God tell me the universe, if I mess up, is going to put me in a pot and cook me. I don't want to be with that God. That tell me I ain't supposed to do it, but you can. I didn't know that the Romans invented crosses 1,000 years before Christ was born. I thought they invented this to do it. So the problem is, why? Because that's where they count revolutionists. So if you're walking down the street with your mother, on the radio, TV, and you saw man hanging on the cross, they didn't do it really because they all their vagina, everything would come out and be at home. I said, you know, what's that people? He made the state land.
Mm-hmm.
It's for revolutions. Then why would they put bees on the cross, nigga? Well, hey, revolutionists, see how easy it is?
Mm-hmm.
When you get a bit of information? Mm-hmm. And then the one here, who you say you are, well, they think I'd have killed him right there on the cross. You don't talk to me like that, you thug. And then the other one said, what niggas and Pope for, Father, when you get to where you live, no, nigga, you ain't even repented. Hmm? You didn't even ask for forgiveness.
See that work?
Yeah.
Okay. So I remember you saying, you know, that we're all part of this wealth because we pay taxes.
Pay taxes. Not all of us. Most of us are different. There are people. Do you know how many slaves jumped off the, before I'd be a slave, I'd be buried in my grave? The niggas be saying that they ain't gonna die. They just singing a song. But there are people. There are people.
Oh, my mother never taught me that Baptist bullshit.
Huh?
Yeah. The one thing you can't be forgiven for is suicide. That's what my folks taught me.
You mean if I don't come by your house and kill your family, I can be forgiven? But if I shoot myself so I won't do it, I won't be forgiven. You're buying into that bullshit.
And so once you stop it, then you get to the order. To the order. And then people come and tell you things. We got children that let me look at. I let my children look at George Washington was a bunch of slave owners. Huh? They don't look like slave owners. Spitting polish. Once you own me, you a rape a chicken, man. But I didn't see that. My mom and them didn't know. They thought they was heroes. They were slave owners.
That brings up one of the topics. I guess Harry Tubman's going to be on the $20 bill now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any thoughts about
that? Yeah, big thoughts. She didn't say it right. She's going to be on the front.
The front of the 20, yes.
Yeah. She said, I'm looking for you for information. That slave owner is going to be on the back. The most important thing about that is a black woman, felon, through his suggestion, replaced the slave owner with a slave. Tell my grandchildren that. Replace the slave owner with a slave. They had reward for her and her two sons. Well, the back of a $20 bill, man. She got the money to pay it. Yeah, take my money. How much I owe you? Put everything in. Figure out how much interest from back then. You talking to mama now. That's universal law. Huh? That's you. Nobody can, but she's a fugitive. Her son's a fugitive. So it was a reward. Then you know there's somebody here other than you. And didn't change her outfit. Niggas were there. They tried to make her look like a society. Gonna outdress Queen Elizabeth. Said, no, put her right there. Right there. Let her see. You see, that's what's wrong with the word nigga. The N word, white folk can't see what it was. And one of the sad things about the N word. There was one black person sitting in the room when the white folks made that decision that it's going to be the N-word. Can you believe that? And then as the president's yellow said, did you see it?
Larry Wilmore, yeah.
When Larry
So you, my nigga, do you see the president bump his chest?
Mm-hmm.
And then Al Sharpton came out and still attacked Larry. I thought the president was your friend, nigga. Huh? If he pump his chest and he the most powerful man in the world, what's wrong with you? You sanction everything else he do. Huh? What is this about, man? Them white folks in the room was top, but the president. Hmm? It's something you stop to think about. And I heard something that night listening to what they were saying. Marijuana, one of them thuggies, news people, reviewers, he wasn't talking to us, he wasn't talking to nobody in this room. He's talking to his people. That's what you do with kids. Huh? You go get sick or you can't get it on NBC, something wrong with you. The era of slavery has been shown more. That era has been shown more than any other era. Why? And the reason why is because through film, filmmakers have a way of rewriting history. And if it didn't go the way they wanted it to go by presenting it in a whitewashed way, they can show the South didn't move. I wasn't eating chitlins when I was in Africa. I wasn't eating watermelon when I was in Africa. Huh? I wasn't wearing zoot suits when I was in Africa. I wasn't getting my hair cut when I was in Africa. This bitch is my mama. And yours too.
Well, silence. Means I'm going to go on and do some more on Dick Gregory. This has been Getting It Done, and I have been your host up to this particular point. I was looking for something else that he did, so there was a slight pause there as I pursued seeing what else he did. This is Dick Gregory on his Psychopathic Generals. Let's check that out.
How would you define racism?
The ability, that's why you can never get racist. The ability to control somebody else's fate and destiny. I can hate white folks with a passion. I don't have the policy to their children go to bad schools. I don't have the policy to if they don't fit higher than mine. Then white folks say reverse relationship. Oh, come on, man. If I dislike you because you're a Jew, that's prejudice. I dislike you because you're German, that's prejudice. Racism is the ability to control somebody else's fate and destiny. I don't have that problem.
It runs deep.
Huh?
It runs deep. I think one of the things when you see all these killings, you know, by the police, by the system, and you realize that we don't want to believe in America. But then
you won't believe in anybody but a fool. You won't believe in America. These folks need blame on all ISIS. 99% white folks. After what just happened not too long ago at this little school down there, ISIS don't have to come here. Because a white folk here, they already got that in motion. They got that in motion. Now, let me get something very interesting. Abraham Lincoln loved religion. The nigga could speak for himself out of view, one of the greatest artists in the play. But his little Jack Lee friend, old Jojo, Boo Boo, he was running late. He didn't even take that nigga. He was making work. He was there. So Lincoln had something, because Lincoln's daddy was a black man. Mm-hmm. If you saw his legs, Abraham Lincoln book. Stars up from about these nappy, kinky hair. It's white boys wrote that.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he told me, he said, I'd like to let you meet my friend, Jojo. Jojo. And he touched that nigger stuff and winked. Just fall all out the front. He never heard nothing like that. nigga smart. Man, you ought to come by hang around with the folks I hang around. See, who what you need to take you? If we just want to bore you on. Because you got to throw them some psychopaths in there. Jim Sherman and Grant. They went into Atlanta and set Atlanta on fire, dug up the railroad tracks, heat them and wrap around trees. That's what you did on what now you don't know. These damn white boys out there. Bunch of them is psychopaths and all that. They'll kill your mama's mama, and you just think you're dealing with somebody that they don't know who they are. Huh? But that's what he told me to give us that weekend back. That's what the Fortune magazine and all that, that's the white boys is killing in their body. Huh? So they look for wars. Like, that's what that's about. And so consequently, you said you look at. When I was a little boy, we couldn't even be caught in Ferguson. We'd go out there and throw bricks at the little black jock. So that made me in my pants. Said, now I'm talking shit, man. But it's easy, baby, man. Something ain't right. Jockeys don't have Latins. Jockeys don't have Latins. See, let's check this out something, man. He said, one day I've got around. He was 14 years old in Jocko, Static Jocko, the greatest military theorist in the history of the planet, him and his dad. So one day, little Jocko told Washington, hey, man, what's up? I don't want to know you're not going to lie to me. Something wrong. He said, well, down here where my troops are, I think this is where the British is coming. He said, it's possible they come up here where you are. I can't be half here and half there. He said, well, you're right. I think they're coming down there. But let's do it this way. If they come this way, see that band down there? That's 3 hours. I'll see them. So, let me take this land and I'll hold it. And if I do this here, and they're coming, you got 3 hours to get up here. Mm-hmm. So they came and washed them, beat them up. Bam. So the next day he went up to thank Jocko. And Jocko had froze to death with the land. That's a symbol of loyalty. Okay? But they changed it around. That's what that is, a symbol of loyalty. Mm-hmm. This 14-year-old child. Mm-hmm. He all said to me, what about this? Who cares? Mm-hmm. That will never. Yeah. Stuff that I thought, because my mama told me to be quiet long enough to go. Mm-hmm. 300 years ago, America sent the scientists to Columbia. And they was trying to crack hieroglyphics. The crystal skulls, 13 of them. Mm-hmm. I got three. One of them worth all the money that's ever been put in all the banks in the world. Just give it to them. So I called a girlfriend of mine and hooked me up with the Indians. And I said, hey man, just tell so and so, I don't know what I did with my, I left them somewhere. So she called me and said, don't worry about them, find you. And 2 weeks later, I walked in the chair, they said, Mama, man. Mm-hmm. That's the power when you look inside of here. Mm-hmm. Not just chump stuff, but that money stuff. What's that? Mm-hmm. And so most folks don't even know That's the banks. I can't say get that close. That's the federal law. You can create a run on the bank. That's a federal law. But if you got over $250,000 on the bank, that's the black churches level, $50,000, $50 million, $100 million, all you get is $250,000. Safe deposit in the bank, once it closes, it becomes property of the bank, not yours. Mm-hmm. People running out now buying gold and silver. No. This crisis is coming. You better get something you can run with. Mm-hmm. And that's 1 carat white diamond. Be black. So a friend and I called and said, oh man, thank you, man. Me and my wife, we got New York, we went to Tiffany's, and I think we got about 7 million. We're going to come back with about 30 million. I said, man, you're buying jewelry. 90% of the price of jewelry go to the artist that put it together. There ain't no money. No money at all. The Cleveland that came over, how they get here with Castro swallowed it. And I ain't never touched Castro. Never touched. People said, you cast the ones under me. The most secret Navy base in the history of planet Earth was Guantanamo. While we had that on enemy territory. 99% of the people work there. Excuse me? Huh?
Something up.
You hear me?
There's something up.
That's the thing. And we all know that when Castro came to America after he took over, he went to Harlem. No, he came here first. Had a ticker tape parade down Pennsylvania Avenue. Good game.
That's crazy. So it sounds like you're talking about illusion. And what illusion you want to buy into.
Yeah.
That there's a real truth that's beyond the
belief. Yeah, and also there's some lots of things you care about. There's a lot to care about. It's out of my league. So they still got that part open. That's when you come in. That part is open.
Mm-hmm. Finial.
It's open.
Mm-hmm.
They love it. They feel it. You sitting in the mooks, I smell something like smoke. What have you ever smell like smoke? You got smoke. Is that done well? I'm sitting there. I smell something like smoke. It is smoke, boom. It's so decay.
Okay. All right. You got me vibrating here.
Look at it. I didn't finish it. And 20 years ago, America took the team. To South America. To study the caves in Colombia, the hieroglyphics. They didn't know how to crack it, but they knew eventually they would. They didn't realize it would take 150 years later. They cracked it and they took the pictures and drew stuff. And here's what it says. White man. One day the white lady was using good and you had done the hours. Back then, cocaine wasn't called the white lady. The number one drugged out state in America today is Vermont, not Chicago, not Harlem. 81% of everybody that OD today while we're sitting here is white folks. More white folks die every day from cheap heroin than die from automobile accidents and homicides. As we sit here. The universe to live in. Okay, so.
It's all there.
Yeah, it's there, and then we knew about it once you let it. His wife's 9 months pregnant. She can't abort. You could have, but didn't. So now, in a couple days, the baby's coming from mean death to the mother and the child. It's out of your hands now. The baby don't come from her. Well, here it comes to her. That's a gift. And that ain't going to change. It's going to change it all.
Okay.
And so the only thing that we can see now is this. Man, when I was a little boy, where was the ignorant, redneck, nigga hating white boy here after? the radio couldn't get nothing but two Vidocs. Okay? Now it's the whole thing. The whole piece. And then look at me, black man. When Obama first got elected, Old Miss, the credit had rides. That's when Mosquito was going to say that. Rides. They needed football players still out there on the field. Second time he's elected, they had no rides. You and me sent our children there to play football, to outrun a nigga with a football avant-garde. They never talked to us. But all we got to do is. So we got to go, get out the way. Huh? It's simple. And this is something you have to check out. You heard about that law with Kayvon Martin. And, you had the right. Stand it up. Please check this out. The Klan was invented in the state of Indiana. 3 years ago, the state of Indiana signed legislation. Stand your rights against the police. Cop come by and knock on your door with that battering ram or founder on the door. That's legal. Yeah. As we sit here now.
So it's coming back.
That's legal.
Voting rights rescinded. Lobby rights rescinded.
Yeah, there's all of them.
Executive order. So we didn't.
So wait a minute.
Okay.
The national rights took it and we're trying to sign it with them. Let's go. Let's sign it. Thought I'd see the dad sign it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it is. Universe. Universe. Somebody tape your two thumbs together. The thumb, not your bank. You can't change your baby diaper. You can't comb your hair. You can't drive. Those two. Right there. Huh?
Once again, you heard some funny kind of statements coming from Dick Gregory. About the psychopathic generals and lawn jockeys. We have one more segment of Dick Gregory. It's called Time is Over. Let's listen to this one.
The Flint water crisis is not a Flint water crisis. It's genocide. Not one black leader. Nobody's. 90% of the Germans who got prosecuted for what they did to the Jews, it wasn't war crimes, it was genocide. Genocide is when you try to interfere with the whole or part of an ethnic group. Not to kill them, just alter. That's genocide. And that's what that was. Genocide. And then one day we hear people talk about taking water. Well, water won't help. When they got brain damage. So then all at once, a woman filed a case in federal court. And she was at home with a friend of hers and her baby. Somebody come in and shot in the head. And then shot the woman, her friend in the head. And 3 days before that, the engineer who worked at the waterworks shot him in the head at home. And I said to a friend of mine, they know, we know they did it. But what would come out if there was a trial would be so awesome. They'd rather do this. That's how it works. They never find out that Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Chicago, Detroit, the water's worse than that. It's a game. Take your baby home, man. There's nothing nobody can do about it. I mean, when I was in the door, I lived in the Midwest. And I used to hear, we were normal forest fires. So you turn on the news, radio, and you hear the governor say, if we can't get the ship in the wind, we can't save it. Huh?
Hmm?
And one day I'm wrong. And it dawned on me, a state ain't never burned down. What? Ship in the wind. Who controls that? The universe.
Uh-huh.
Never has there been a state that burned down. Ship in the wind. That's all. That you don't control. So you look at it and you think about it. And then you got this new group of children, the indigo children. Shit. That's not going to change everything around. That's who they are. So that's all I say about that. Somebody asked me about young black children with the crack and shit. Drugged out. So I said, you know what? More of you old black folks will die today by midnight tonight from strokes and high blood pressure than their OD from hard drugs in the next 20 years. All of it is addiction. You're addicted to salt and sugar. They're addicted to this. At least they don't have to take 15 different types of pills in the morning so they eat a piece of bacon. You do. They never see. It's okay what they like. They do it right here.
Yeah.
One soda pop will make your bloodstream 10,000 times more acid than the universe meant for it to be. Hey. I used to wake up with 15 bottles of Pepsi-Cola in the morning. Sit on the porch, underneath the porch, and think that shit, man. And then one day I said, the world's looking high school miles. There's somebody out there doing something. I don't know what it is. But then you think billionaires. How come you think these children don't have to lose all that shit for violation? They can go hide the right cultures, have the right diets, and what? Poor, ignorant folks that need something. They miss that. Miss that. You don't give them drugs and shit. And they wonder why I slapped my wife. It don't run off after you get off the field. That's what it's about.
You were telling us last time we met off cameras, you had a knowledge about the number of hours in a day. Is that something that you can share with us?
I don't know the number of hours.
So, like, do the math, how many hours do you sleep, how many hours?
Oh, okay. So it's 24 hours for a day.
Yeah.
So they tell you you're supposed to sleep what?
8 hours.
And so now you got how many left?
16.
And then you're supposed to work what?
8 hours.
So now you got one left?
8 hours.
You haven't cooked. You haven't got dressed. You haven't said hello to your children. You know, sleep deprivation. That's how they get you. Sleep deprivation. Huh? You haven't got TV. You haven't called your mother. Your children. Sleep deprivation. Like that. That's why the rich folks, you can't, you they're not trying to call their house after 8 o'clock at night. Sleep. You have a, you work midnight, what do they call the midnight shift?
The night graveyard shift.
Graveyard. What graveyard or what?
Death, the cemetery.
Death. Okay. Death.
A cemetery.
What? 90 minutes after the sun goes down, your brain get recharged. After midnight, the charge, it stops. If you're not home by midnight, you turn into a what? The nurse is on.
It's
constant.
Yeah.
It's the only part of your body look like a pump in your fucking head.
New World Order. What do people mean when they use that term?
No, anytime my ignorant
cousin knew about it. He don't know about nothing else. Mm-hmm. He just give y'all something to hang on to, and y'all buy it.
Mm-hmm.
New world order. You know? It don't mean nothing. They've been doing this shit. They've been building cities in outer space since 1963. That's what this is about. They tell you what, get in, don't get in, but come punch up BBC's service, that's British talking. And then put in Nick Love, not war.
U.S. military potted love, not war?
Mm-hmm.
BBC News. The U.S. military investigated building a quote-unquote gay bomb, which would make enemies...
Now, contemplate, it's already built. They can go to a football stadium with 100,000 people and drop that genetic gay. Everybody needs their gay. Okay?
Mm.
All right? That's all. They do the same thing with chemicals. Okay? That's why they are. Mm. And they like to shit and make like, oh, they contemplate. No, oh, you really? Just genetic engineering. They took a gene bug, we call it gene bug, most of the lightning bug, and cross-breeded it with a carrot. And at nighttime, the carrot lights up. So I called my partner and said, well, yeah, you think they're going to have a baby born and light up and kick even folk like my mama at the second coming of Christ? Why wouldn't she believe it? He said, well, they're getting to a cat. They genetically engineered a tomato with a fish cell. So you leave the tomato on the table and go to London, stay 6 months and come back, you'd be so pretty and red. But when you eat it, your body starts holding water. And your doctor would never understand it came from that. So he give you money, I mean medicine, prescription, to the... And you didn't have it, so that'll kill you. See how that works? That's what they're doing with genetic engineering. And they're doing it. And what they're scared of now is artificial intelligence have taken over. And there's a handful of people that know that. That's what it is.
So we've already seen the convergence, when technology catches up with human.
Oh, it's been caught up.
Okay.
Been caught up. And that might be what they did. They might decide they have to get off this planet. You know, we discovered something here we didn't think we was going to discover. So that's genetic engineering.
So what does America look like in the next 10, 50, 100 years?
Most of us in this room will be dead by Christmas. That's what the fuck it look like. You're always more time. More time to fuck you. Call back to your nuts so you can get more time. And this time's over. Huh? That's not run by us. That's run by the universe. Fucking time is over. Don't know. Motherfucker said, oh man, we need another king. The universal God said, want to a customer, nigga. You don't deserve to. It's okay. It's okay. So I'm just glad I'm here. I'll be here to witness. I told people that when Obama did it the first time, he's going to run white folk crazy. Second time, he's going to run a mad. You can deal with a crazy person, but a mad dog, you have to kill it. That's what's fixing to happen. That's what's fixing to happen.
The reason why Donald Trump is where he's at. If we relate it to film, I think there's some films people need to see that point to the danger of why Donald Trump is so important with his cult of personality.
Okay. You have heard quite a few statements, concepts, ideas, thought patterns, structured mental affiliations with the great Dick Gregory, who told us that by December or by the end of this year, we'll all be dead. And he died last year. And that is because of, and that was something. I mean, he did die around that time. He'll almost be dead about a 1 year period of time. I really wanted everybody to hear a person who started off as a comedian and for some strange reason he started using some of his comedic jokes about how black people were treated, and then later on started coming up with all kinds of pamphletic thoughts about how black people were being treated in every institution. I don't think he missed not one. We've only heard of just a smithering of things that he did or he talked about. But there's not much that we can actually gender if we don't really consider all of the things. He talked about one that was called shape shifters, keys to good health. You know, he became a health nut, started drinking. His foods were not the kind that you ate. Everything he did was what he drank. Then he and that drinking was food. His food that he actually had. And he wrote, he did something called I Am God, You Are God, Power in Fasting. The power, what fasting will do for you. Then he did something called Dick Gregory's Wisdom, which was a 2-hour special, illuminating football and fame. On running for president, Muhammad Ali, and the real Selma, Bob Marley, and fearlessness. He talked about O.J. Simpson and how he got caught up in his sequence of mess. We spent pretty close to an hour and a half just dedicated specifically to a person that I had an opportunity to meet. Later on, I didn't meet him when he first came to Waterbury, but I met him at Lincoln Lake Lodge in just outside of Waterbury. Lincoln was a gentleman who owned a lot of land and was trying to put together a recreational facilities for people to spend time on vacation and things and get away in kinds of ways. And I went there at that time with my wife and 3 kids to meet with Lincoln, because I wanted Lincoln to help me. I was running for the presidency of Greater Hartford NAACP at the time. And Lincoln was a person who knew a lot of people in high places. I wanted to sort of deal with some of Lincoln's wisdom, because I wanted to listen to tell me, so he could tell me what he felt would be the most appropriate way to go about doing this. And if I got it, what to do with it and what I did. However, when I got there, he was in a meeting with none other than Dick Gregory in the large main house, but told us to go ahead and look the facilities over. So that's what we did. All 3 of my girls at the time, my youngest at that particular time was Courtney. She was, I think at the time she might have been 4 years old. And so there's a 3 year period between each of my children. So if she was three or four, I'd say three or four, then the next one would be eight, and the next one, of course, would be 12. I talked to my oldest daughter, Erica, last week or the beginning of this week, and she said she didn't remember it. Erica has a mind like a steel trap. She don't forget anything. However, she indicated she didn't. But Courtney, I talked to her yesterday, and she indicated that she did remember it because of the situation that she found some money and didn't know what to do with the money and started crying because she thought that we thought she had stolen it from someplace. Courtney's that kind of person, always worried about what other people think or whatever people would what impressions other persons might have about her. As a matter of fact, I can remember one time she indicated to me that she came home from school and the kid called her a bad name and told her that she didn't like Courtney. And Courtney looked at her and said, "If you don't like me, you don't like God." and that was Courtney was in second grade when she came home and told me that. I just said, "Wow." I would have never thought of anything like that. But in any event, while we were there at Lincoln Lake Lodge, all of my children, whether they remember it or not, Courtney does, but all the other three did remember meeting Dick Gregory. They didn't remember him with the beard but at the time, but he was very hospitable at the particular time. So that was quite some time ago. He was there, and Lincoln was trying to get him to invest in a facility. At the same time, we said a few things to Dick Gregory and headed on back home because we had some other things we had to do. And I told Lincoln that I'd have to meet with him at another time. It's just so interesting that I had an opportunity to talk with Dick Gregory when he did not have all these pathetic thoughts about how people were running games on other people. But he had some really good ideas about survival and what ways that we could go about surviving. So, to make a long story short, we just finished on getting it done, listening to a comedian who became political. So, we're going to go on from next year, and we're going to delve into a documentary on a number of other people. We're going to do some things about Muhammad Ali. Ali wake up and apologize, which was a hour-long kind of presentation. We probably will either hit that, so you'll have an opportunity to hear Ali talk. We'll also deal with the Soul Connection, which was done in 1978 on the James Brown story. So we're going to venture out from leaders to some of our entertainers and have an opportunity to see how they think or how they thought and what were some of the kinds of things that were going on in their lives that where they made them think the way they did. So this has been Getting It Done. This has been remarkably interesting, to say the least. And those of you who would like to be on the show, all you have to do is contact me, docdean1212@gmail.com. And it'd be my pleasure to have you on the show so we could discuss some of the things that we're hearing about what some of these other people are talking about. It would have been wonderful today if I had an opportunity to have some people on the show so we could have discussed some of the things that Dick Gregory was talking about. He made a lot of fine points, and I can't say enough about what kind of person this person was. And so until next week, or until I think the day is Friday, so we won't be. It will be next week, Monday. we might even deal with Farrakhan. And so whatever it is, I know the show will start at 5, and before that is all concluded, it'll be advertised on the program selection process, and then you can go online and look up Getting It Done, and Dr. Walter Dean, and our, the name of the show is something that I think you might find extremely interesting. In any event, I look forward to hearing from you, and your comments are interesting and important to me. So until Monday at 5 o'clock, we look forward to conversing with you, or you listening to us, or your comments about what you're listening to. So until then, have a good weekend. It's my pleasure. Take care. Bye-bye.